SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Kasama sa panghuling talumpati ay ang kabuuan ng itinuturing na Barack Obamang ilan sa mga malalaking nagawa niya nitong nagdaang 8 taon. Kasama dito ang pagharap sa global financial crisis, ang kasunduan sa Iran tungkol sa programang nuklear nito, ang pagpatay kay Osama bin Laden at ang mga pagbabago sa polisya ng kalusugan ng bansa, mga pagbabagong hindi pa nagagawa ng Australia.
If I had told you that we would win marriage equality and secure the right to health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens, if I had told y'all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high.
At tungkol sa kanyang paboritong reforma sa kalusugan na kilala bilang Obamacare, inulit niya ang kanyang mensahe sa Partido Republican na gusto nitong palitan.
If anyone can put together a plan that is demonstrably better than the improvements we've made to our healthcare system that covers as many people at less cost, I will publicly support it.
Sinabi din ng Pangulo na pagkatapos ng 8 taon ng panunungkulan, ang bilang ng mga walang trabaho ay bumaba sa pinakamababa nitong nagdaang 10 taon at ang dami ng mga mahihirap ay lumiit. Inulit niya na ang relasyon sa lahi ay gumanda sa ilalim ng kanyang pamumuno, subalit idinagdag na marami pa ang dapat gawin ng Amerika.
If every economic issue is framed as a struggle between a hardworking white middle class and an undeserving minority, then workers of all shades are going to be left fighting for scraps while the wealthy withdraw further into their private enclaves. If we're unwilling to invest in the children of immigrants just because they don't look like us, we will diminish the prospects of our own children because those brown kids will represent a larger and larger share of America's workforce.
Nakiusap ang papaalis na pangulo sa lahat ng Amerikano anuman ang pinanggalingan na subukang isaalang-alang ang opinyon ng bawat isa.
For blacks and other minority groups, that means tying our own very real struggles for justice to the challenges that a lot of people in this country face. Not only the refugee or the immigrant or the rural poor or the transgender American, but also the middle-aged white guy who from the outside may seem like he's got advantages, but has seen his world upended by economic and cultural and technological change. We have to pay attention and listen.
Pagkatapos manawagan sa mga Amerikano na ipagtanggol ang demokrasya, hinikayat niya ang mga ito na maging proactive, hindi lamang sa araw ng eleksyon tuwing 4 na taon.
It needs you. Not just when there's an election, not just when your own narrow interest is at stake, but over the full span of a lifetime. If you're tired of arguing with strangers on the internet, try talking with one of them in real life.
Pagdating sa pagtatapos ng kanyang talumpati, pinahid ng Pangulo ang luha sa kanyang mga mata. Tinapos na ito sa isang pakiusap sa kanyang kasamang mamamayan na maniwala sa kanilang sariling kakayahan upang makagawa ng mga pagbabago katulad ng maraming nauna na sa kanila.
I'm asking you to hold fast to that faith written into our founding documents, that idea whispered by slaves and abolitionists, that spirit sung by immigrants and homesteaders and those who marched for justice, that creed reaffirmed by those who planted flags from foreign battlefields to the surface of the moon, a creed at the core of every American whose story is not yet written. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. May God continue to bless the United States of America.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.